Right. Hey guys, it is so good to be able to be with you again. In fact, I feel like I can't get enough of you or enough of what's going on. There's definitely a buzz in the air going on, and it couldn't happen at a better time of year. You know, typically September, October, November are some of the best building times of the year, and summer's over, and you know, I think Friday or Thursday is the first day of fall. And in Utah, the first week of fall is going to be perfect fall weather, right into the 70s. And so I just, again, you've heard me talk about this before, that I kind of feel like this is the New Year's resolution time. And as we came off of our fly-in, there were so many great things. People are so excited. And this is the time to really hone in on the activities that you want to pay attention to. And I want to focus a little bit on some of the little things that make a big difference, because duplication, I mean, we say that word a lot. It gets thrown around a lot. It's like weight loss, you know, that's a word that gets thrown around a lot. World peace, that's a word that gets thrown around a lot. But in order to make duplication happen, you have to pay attention to the little things. And if you'll do that, then duplication can almost feel effortless because you're using the leverage behind it to get the results that you want. If you're not paying attention to the little things and you're not having other people pay attention to the little things, then you're going to spend all your time herding cats. You're going to spend all your time getting people back on the right track. You know, it's really, really important that the system that we've laid out is great, but if you don't pay attention to the little things, you're going to miss out on some things. So I want, you know, big things will happen if you'll pay attention to those little things. We talked a lot about packs, and I know for those of you who are on the call, you know this. You know the importance of packs. You know they've been scientifically combined. They're taking our 23 products and boiling them down rather than saying, which one should I take? Which one should I take? It's boiling it down to, you know, lifestyle goals. And that's so much easier. And if you'll get someone, once you've taken all the effort to find out what someone's lifestyle goal is, why would you not put them on a pack? Because if you put them on a pack, they're going to get their results. And why would you put them on a pack and not get them on autoship? Why would you put them on a pack and not get them to commit to at least 90 days? These are little things that if you do them up front, then you're in a smooth sailing situation going forward. So I'm going to just point out some more of these little things. One of the first things you want to do, and especially as an oldie now teaching newbies, is that you want to nail down your questions. You can make them yours, but you want to nail down your questions and you want to help your new person nail those down, because that's the thing that's going to bring it in. Now, we're going to talk about getting their low-hanging fruit, and that's different. But as they're out there and they're prospecting, you need them to get really comfortable with their questions, and you need to get comfortable with your questions. It's so easy to come to an event and get all excited and not take any action off of that excitement, and pretty soon your excitement will start to wane in about 3 weeks. So get yourself, ignite that little piece of kindling and fuel that you got coming to the fly-in, ignite it, borrow it off of someone who was at the fly-in if you weren't at the fly-in, and grab onto that and start working and getting some things coming in. So first question you need to figure out how to make it your own is, if you can improve one thing in your life or one thing about you, what would it be? And then listen. Listen to what it is, because there's going to be inside of that conversation a way to talk about what they're really trying to do. What's the one thing you could do that would lift off or make you feel like you really can be limitless, that you can do anything? What's that one thing, right? And then as you lace that into it, then you say the second question you want to nail and make your own. So the first one is, if you could improve one thing in your life or one thing about you, what would it be? And lace into that finding they're limitless. Then you say, what is stopping you? What is stopping you from finding your limitless? Okay, and you need to ask that question, what is stopping you? Because you're going to give them a multiple choice answer. You're going to say, is it health, confidence, or money? And however they answer that question is where you now lead the conversation, because they're either going to become a customer or a distributor, one way or the other. And then whatever it is they tell you, then you can say, you know what, it's kind of a, in my opinion, it's a version of the feel, felt, found. Except for I don't necessarily go out and say, well, I know how you feel. I'll just say, I felt similar desires for change, mostly changes in habits, a shift in my habits. And I found this company that had products and support to help me in my quest to find my limitless. And then that's where you come in and say, let's help you find yours, and you kind of go from there. So know your questions. It's a little big thing. And you want to teach your newbies that are coming on board, know those questions, make them your own, but that's the easiest way to lead someone to what you want them to do, which is to find their buy a Find Your Limitless pack or enroll as a distributor and buy a Find Your Limitless pack. Okay, number two, you need to know your packs. Now, I know you're going to have an affinity toward one pack, but you may, if you're truly listening to someone on what it is that will that they have the greatest desire, the greatest fuel to back their desire to shift a habit, you need to pay attention. You need to know all of the packs. Just know them all. Know what's in them. Know the price. And you don't have to know all the prices. There's three prices on every pack. Guys, learn the wholesale price. Because we make it easy. The preferred customer price is only $10 over the wholesale price, and the retail customer price is $20 over the wholesale price. So all you need to do is know four prices. Know four prices and then know how to mark them up. And that's really super important because that's how you're going to use your leverage to get them on auto ship. Okay? So know your packs, know them all, know them backward and forward, know how to lace a pack into the conversation, okay? Number three, know ramp-up, okay? Now, we talked a lot about the ramp-up program. If you weren't at the fly-in, get with someone. We'll be covering ramp-up, but you really need to get to know it, but it's not that hard. There are a few little things inside of that system I'm going to give you this morning, and if you forget the little things, you're going to be herding cats. If you'll follow the little things, then you're going to have leverage. You're going to create volume beyond your wildest dreams. Okay, when you're showing someone to enroll as a distributor, you want them to order three of the same pack. Now remember, you know all the packs, you know all the products, and they're going to say, no, I want to do this pack, and I want to buy this, and I want to buy that. I'll still buy $500. Is that an option? Absolutely. Is that duplicatable? Not so much. What you really want to have them do is say, look, just trust me. I want to launch your business and get you on good footing. So first things first, let's have you pick your pack. And I know you know two people that will come and do the same thing that you're trying to do. Is it losing weight? Is it rocking their workout? People run in similar circles. If I need to lose weight, I know I have two people that would, just because they love me and I can say, let's go do this, let's go lose weight, that they will come and for 90 days I can get them to commit. In fact, know your statement, okay? That statement is, look, I'm starting a new business and I'm also going to change, I'm going to find my limitless. I'm going to really, you know, change my body and lose the weight that I've wanted to do, and I know you want to too. So I don't need you to be my customer for life, but I need you to be my customer for 90 days, and we're all going to win from this, you know. So make sure they know you don't have to be my customer for life. I need you to be my customer for 90 days. Key phrase. And if they haven't bought three kits, they can't go get two customers. And if they don't have two customers on AutoShip and they're on AutoShip, they're not going to do $500 in PV the next month. They're not going to duplicate. So this is why. It's a little big thing. Not only that, they're going to create stories, personal stories of people they know. It's easy. They're not confused by all the rest of the products or other packs or anything. It's one simple, streamlined way for them to get started and start creating volume. And that's important when you're trying to get them on to ramp up. So know that, make sure that they buy three of the same and they go get the U plus two. We didn't put that out there just because. We put that out there because it's the path of least resistance. Okay? Another little thing inside of no ramp up, okay? So A is buy three packs of the same thing. B inside of Ramp Up is get them on autoship right at the time of enrollment. It's a little big thing, guys. If you don't get, they can quit at any time. It's not very painful to have them sign up for an autoship. Get on LDR. And it should be an LDR for one pack. In fact, that's the requirement inside of the Express Incentives, right? And it's all, incentives are always built around getting the right behavior. That's what it's all about. And the easiest way to get right behavior is to keep it simple, right? That's why when we say change a habit, start simple. Do something that's really easy. So it's really easy to get them to sign up on that LDR right at the time of enrollment. It's just part of the process. Okay, which pack? Okay, let's get three of those. Boom, you're going to get some free skinny sticks. You're going to, you know, we're going to get free two-day shipping. You're going to have that product in 2 days. So let's figure out who your first two people are that you're going to get on and who's your journey going to be with. Get them on autoship. Okay, when they do the U plus two, they're going to get that product in 2 days. And they're gonna want to get a start date with them and their two people. You don't want them to wait 2 or 3 or 4 weeks to sell off those packs. You want them to sell those packs within their first 7 days. Why? Because you also want, first of all, you want them to get started while they're excited. Second of all, you want them and their two customers to be on autoship about 3 weeks from that time, right? Because you want them to be active with 500 personal sales volume the next month. So simple, 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 but a huge, huge difference. So make sure they say, okay, within 7 days, this is your goal. You want to have your two packs sold and you guys are on your way to get started on your journey, whatever that journey is. And you want to make sure they're on auto ship. Let me tell you how important that is. I got a text from Terry Kempfert yesterday morning, and she's been following. She's not a newbie, right? She didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. And those of you who were at the fly-in, you heard Pam and Terry talk about, oh my gosh, we weren't even taking advantage of packs the way we thought we should. We thought, well, we'll start with skinny sticks and maybe Thrive, and if we can upgrade them and upsell them to a pack, that'll be great. And they were working their guts out to get their personal sales volume goals for the 1,000 Dreams contest that we did this, or the 1,000 Dreams promotion, okay? They were so committed, they said, wait a minute, there's got to be an easier way to carve out this wheel. And they did. You know what they did? They went and bought packs themselves like they were newbies. And then they said, we got to get these suckers sold and get people on autoship. And they did it. Well, guess what now? The next month, they did it all over again. They started another group on a Find Your Limitless Journey for 90 days, auto ship. Well, guess where Terry's volume is now? She worked on this all summer. Guess where her volume was in the middle of the month? Guys, her volume, her personal sales volume was $3,197. $3,000. Okay, is that even comprehensible? Not only that, Is it something you can do? Is she focused on, you know, is she living her life? She absolutely is. It's because when she gets somebody started on a pack, she puts them on autoship for 90 days. How many of those people are going to stay because they got results? So it's really, really important you get those people on autoship for 90 days. All right. That's three, no ramp up, okay? So A, leverage, get the same pack. B, get everybody on LDR. C, get your people to start that within 7 days and get everybody on autoship. Now you have shored up that your newbie is going to have 500 in personal sales volume for 90 days. I want you to think back in the past when you've signed up a new distributor. Maybe they bought a big 950 pack. Maybe they bought a 1500 pack. How many of those individuals did that same amount of volume the next month? None. Because they got a whole mix of products they didn't know how to duplicate. I'm telling you guys, this system works. It's simple, and simple is what leads to duplication. Okay, number D under ramp up. D is they've got to help them follow their 3 and 30. Now, the first thing you got to do when you're going to have someone, they've already sold their packs, right? 7 days in, their two packs are sold. They've already got their money back on their packs, about $350 of the people that they sold to, and it's all set up on auto ship. They are squared away for personal sales volume for the next 90 days. Now you want them to go out and start building their business, duplicating. And again, if they weren't ready to commit to the 3 and 30 and running at the Apple Rewards, they're not ready to sign up as a distributor. That's okay. Sign them up on a pack and get them going as a customer. Use that as your leverage to make sure that by the time they sign up, they don't want to let one day of their time clock go to waste in getting through to ramp up and on their way to their car. So use that leverage. Don't waste a customer. If someone says no to your business, sign them up as a customer, but don't push a distributor. If they aren't ready to run at ramp up, don't push them. Okay, but if they are, then guess what? 7 days in after they've sold their two packs, they aren't going to go run at their 3 and 30, right? And so you need to make sure that as you're going through that first 7 days, you want to make sure that they get their back office turned in. In fact, I have a little small list of things that are little things that make a big difference in their first 7 days, right? They want to get their two. They want to get their product and open it up and know what they're going to do. How are they going to take those products? Teach their people how they're going to take those products. It doesn't take very long to learn that. But if they'll learn it, then they're on their way. If they don't learn it, then they're going to be coming back to you and going, so I took two Thrive pills in the morning and two pills at night, or, oh, it's not working for me. And then there you find out they're eating right before they go to bed. Get them to understand it right at the beginning. Don't waste 1 minute of their time to get to success. Okay? The second thing you want to do is you want to get the Getting Started Guide out of your back office. You want to get the commitment letter. Now, there's enrollment checklist in there. The Getting Started Guide has been completely updated. So go in there, start using it again. Go in there and get it for yourself. If you really want to renew your commitment to your own business, go in, get the Getting Started checklist, and go through it yourself. And even pretend you're new. Go get you plus two. Go get yourself on 500 PSV for the next 90 days. There couldn't be a better way for you to then say to somebody else, this is what I did. This is what I did. Get that commitment letter and know why they want to do the business, what they expect financially, whether or not they've done network marketing before. By going through that commitment, and probably the most important thing is, if I see you getting off track, how do you want me to tell you? Because guess what, guys? They're just little. They don't know that they're not supposed to put their hand on a hot plate. They don't know that they're only supposed to buy three of the same packs. You have to teach them. And you have to teach them every step along the way. And when they say, well, I don't want to do that, say, but that's okay. Remember when I had you sign the commitment letter and you said, if I see you getting off track, what do you want me to do? Get their permission up front so that you can help nudge them back on track to have the simplest form of leverage possible so that you and your entire downline can duplicate. All right, in the back office, there's a dashboard right in the top left-hand corner. There are tabs right above that dashboard. One of the tabs says Express Incentives. You want to teach your newbies to go in and click on that Express Incentives tab. Why? Because it will give them everything they need to know as far as their benchmarks for ramp up. Most importantly, it will give them their deadline to get their 3 and 30. We have this happen on occasion, and sometimes people will say, well, my person signed up on the 15th of the month, so they have to be Express qualified and have their 3 and 30 by the 15th of the next month. Well, that might be 31 days. The computer looks for 30 days exactly, because the computer can't stop and go, well, is this July? Oh, yeah, that's 31 days. Or is this August? It doesn't know how to do that. And so what you want to do is make sure that they know what that deadline is to get their 3 and 30. Now, if they're 7 days in, you know they have approximately 3 weeks to get it done. Okay? That's the beauty of this dashboard. It'll tell them everything they've got to do. It'll tell them the day they Express qualified. Hopefully that day when they did their 500 and their auto ship, that's the day of their enrollment. If you go in and you know they bought 500 in packs, but they're not Express qualified yet, look down on the dashboard and you'll show they don't have an LDR set up. So now you got to go back and make them do it, right? So know the dashboard inside for 3 and 30, and then get them starting on their prospecting list, making their list, starting to talk. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Well, what's stopping you? Is it health, confidence, or money? If they say money, bingo, there's a person that is a candidate to come in and be a distributor. Here's the key, guys. Once you learn to duplicate, it will become a habit. That's the key. Learn to duplicate, and it will become a habit. I'm going to give you a quote from a guy named Josh Kaufman. He wrote a book about your personal MBA. He knows nothing about network marketing, but he knows everything about duplication. And he also believes that duplicating your efforts in business in general is incredibly valuable in order to have success. So here's his quote, and I'm going to close with this. Duplication is the ability to reliably reproduce something of value. To create something that doesn't require your direct involvement, you need to be able to duplicate effectively. So I'm going to say it one more time. Duplication is the ability to reliably reproduce something of value. To create something that doesn't require your direct involvement, you need to be able to duplicate effectively. Guys, that's what Ramp Up's all about. It's what the packs are all about. It's the building blocks of your business. If you want to do something different than this, you can. You're free. That's what being an independent distributor means. But if you don't want to look around and say, what happened? How come I'm still sitting on the tracks and the train went down the tracks without me? Then follow the duplication model. Come and join us. It's going to be an amazing, amazing ride. Pay attention to the little things, and big things will happen in your business.